This is Ethernet, and it's also 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Freeform Radio Station, coming to you live on Sunday night / Monday morning.
From Medford.
Yes.
Tufts University.
Yes, we're back.
And you just listened to...
You are listening to You Did It Yourself by Arthur Russell.
Wonderful song.
Mm-hmm. I like that one.
It relaxes me.
Yeah.
His voice just soothes me, you know?
But Arthur Russell, I feel like, sometimes is too soothing.
Yeah, but the drumming here really picks it up a bit. If it didn't have any of the drumming, it would be kind of a little bit boring.
Yeah, like the...
But it adds a pace. It adds a pace, yeah.
Yeah.
Picks it up.
Okay, cool. Well, next we have The Human Body by Pylon.
You do. crazy bird. You've been away from me too long, far too long. I don't listen to the news no more. Like a no-one clock, I just don't seem to care. This world isn't big enough to keep me away from you, from you. Seabird, seabird, fly home. Seabird, seabird, fly home. Like a lonely seabird, you've been away from me too long, far too long. Suddenly you're with me, then I turn and you're not there. Like a ghost you haunt me, you find. Like an untied dog, you just had to run. Like a lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Seabird, seabird, fly home. Seabird, seabird,
thank you.
Book of Love by The Magnetic Fields. And before that, we had Seabird by Innovations. Personally, not my favorite version of that song.
That was my pick.
I like the Alessi Brothers better.
I like the synths. I like the difference.
Hmm.
Feels more modern, even though they probably came out.
I don't know.
Right around the same time.
I never know, like, which.
The other which one is just version, like normal, like, drums, and this one starts with like a long.
No, simple, I know, but yeah. Like, there's so many versions of different songs, and then my friend will be like, "Oh, do you know this song?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I love that song," and then they play it, and I'm like, "This is not the version that I know at all." And like, I feel like I'm always introduced to new covers, and I always think mine is the original, but then I discover it's not.
But honestly, like, the vocals are pretty similar.
Like, yeah, they are. They're very similar.
I got this song on my Discover Weekly, and I thought it was, like, the same version.
Yeah.
And I played it to you.
They're very similar.
Yeah, like, extremely similar.
We should do some research about what the original is.
Who plays the original version?
Well, I don't know. The original, in my mind, is the Alessi Brothers.
Hmm.
And then, yeah, before that, we had Pylon. Also, should be noted that two of our Ethernet members are missing tonight.
Yeah.
It's just Jago and I.
And they're in different parts of, like, completely opposite parts of the country,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Stainless Steel is in New York.
Are we, like, doxing them right now?
What? And shout out Ronan Reeves. My girl's home in L.A.
Mm. Yeah. But yeah, the Pylon song.
Oh yeah, I guess she likes Pylon.
Yeah, it makes me feel rebellious.
Mm.
There's a line.
Do you like rebellious music?
Not really.
I feel like you kind of do.
But what do you mean by rebellious?
Like music that makes you feel like you're rebelling.
Okay, I take it back. I do like it. Because I'm not rebellious at all. So like, it just makes me feel like a different person for like a minute.
Hmm. Interesting.
But there's a line about school.
I don't know if I like rebellious music.
I mean, I feel like we do. Like, everyone has
disclaimer, to. If you hear rebellious music tonight, it wasn't my pick.
Yeah. There's going to be, like, one song that's just... No, two songs that are not going to fit with the vibe. And those are my songs.
So, oh, yeah. Boy. Okay, but next we have... Spotty Oddy Dopalicious. Mm. This one's fun. Would you agree?
I do. I love this song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah.
Dickens. It gives me the Dickens, reminiscent of Charles. A little discotheque nestled in the ghettos of Niggerville, USA, via Atlanta, Georgia. A little spot where young men and young women go to experience their first little taste of the nightlife. Me? Well, I've never been there. Well, perhaps once, but I was so engulfed in the OE, I never made it to the dope. You speak of hardcore. Why the DJ sweating out all the problems and troubles of the day? Why this fine, bow-legged girl finds all outdoors? Loves lukewarm lullabies in your left ear, competing with set it off in the right. But it all blends perfectly. Let the liquor tell it. Hey, hey, look, baby, they playing our song. And the crowd goes wild, as if Holyfield has just won the fight. But in actuality, it's only about 3 a.m. And three niggas just done got hauled off in an ambulance. Two niggas done started busting. One nigga done took his shirt off, talking about, now who else wanna fuck with Hollywood Cole? This just my interpretation of the situation.
Dopealicious angel, I can remember that damn thing like yesterday. The way she moved reminded me of a brown stallion horse with skates on, you know. Smooth like a hot comb on Napa ass hell. I walked up on her and was almost paralyzed. Her neck was smelling sweeter than a plate of yams with extra syrup. Eyes beaming like 4 carats apiece, just blinding the nigga. Felt like I cheated the whole order at presidential. My heart would beat so damn fast. Never knowing this moment would bring another life into this world. Funny how shit come together sometimes, you dig? One moment you frequent the booty clubs, and the next 4 years you and somebody's daughter raising your own youngin'. Now that's a beautiful thing. That's if you're on top of your game and man enough to handle real life situations, that is. Can't gamble feeding baby on that dope money. Might not always be sufficient. But the United Parcel Service and the people at the post office didn't call you back because you had cloudy piss. So now you back in the trap, just that. Trap. Going to marinate on that for a minute.
All of my life. standing at the station now, thinking what to do. He'll get over me, I know, and I can start it all anew.
Extremes by Sada Bonaire. I think I'm pronouncing it right.
Sounds good.
That's like one of my new favorite artists.
You told me why you love Sada Bonaire so much. You should say it again.
I just think that the rhythm and like the beats.
Down tempo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very important to me. And like having something that I can really like nod my head to.
Yeah.
But also all
still
the other
melodic though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Melodic and beat-y.
I think like one of the reasons that you still like Portishead, for example, Massive Attack. But you don't like him as much as Sada Bonaire because like it can get pretty bleak really fast and not like melodic enough, I feel like.
Mm.
But this, and what's the other song you've shown me before?
I played it here on our first show. It was Your Touch. That one's a little more upbeat. Oh, I love that one. It's so good.
They
also,
still
they
have,
just
like, color
they use sounds color. Yeah, they feel very colorful, and they use sounds that are really interesting, or just not
traditional.
Just not fully traditional.
There was like a clock going on, right? Or like something.
Or like bells or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, just like the women's voices are beautiful.
Is it a group?
It's two female vocalists, and then I think like a mixer, like DJ or some
yeah, the guy
other
who makes
people.
Up the beats.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
I really like do love like Your Touch.
It's
that is an amazing song.
I love Your Touch.
Okay. No.
But yeah, but the song is amazing. It's a great song. It makes me really happy. Also, Emily Steele wanted us to say that she loves Outkast.
Don't we all?
Yeah. That song's just awesome.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel like you're a big chiller.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah, you're a big chiller. You don't need to... I feel like that's a really good definition. And I think up next we're going to keep playing.
We have a little more trip hop.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Just maintaining that down tempo, big chiller vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
For the next two songs.
And what are the songs?
Trashy Like TV. And then you'll have to find out.
Thank you.
It's trashy.
Wandering Star by Portishead.
Before that,
Trashy Like TV.
I gotta say, we usually talk during the songs. Trashy Like TV, we played it, and we just had to, like, sort of, like, dance along. I mean, we kind of talked through
it. It's a good one.
Yeah. I think what I like so much about, like, trip hop, like, bass lines, it feels like it, like, creeps into your, like, blood in a way, and, like, your whole blood, like, yeah, vibrates at the same, like, rhythm of the music, mm-hmm, and, like, you're, like, knitted with, like, you're connected with the music.
Wow.
You know?
That's honestly why I get it. I get what you're saying. Like, it goes down your spine.
Like, that's why it's so easy to, like, pop your head to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm.
It just feels like it attaches to you, and you can't let it go.
Wow.
You know?
Those are some good words.
Yeah.
Well, we have our little PSA right now, which is a PSA on vegetables. Why not grow your own? If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Optional. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual or 12 per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, but you can grow your own. You can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Shout out Emily Steele. She was the first person I thought of with those radishes.
How do they manage to squeeze in, like, marijuana plants?
Yeah, right?
I did not think it was going to go that way.
Me neither. Like, there's, like, these plants seem so happy and cartoonish and...
Then it's like, yo, the marijuana plant.
And kid-friendly, and then it's like, wink, wink, parents. Yeah. That's cool. I had no idea about that.
I mean, it even has a drawing of, like, happy vegetables. And there's no marijuana drawing. They should put a little happy leaf
in there.
Yeah, like, whatever. I
wonder what the legal amount for growing your own marijuana plant in California is.
Like, twice?
No, I feel like maybe it's lower, honestly, because...
No, I don't think it's lower.
But, like, I feel like they make money, like, California makes money off of selling...
All of marijuana products, even here in Massachusetts, like, mostly come from California, because it says so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says, like, the CA in the back.
Yes.
Proud.
My state.
Yeah. Well, your state.
Yeah.
I don't feel proud about it.
Yeah, how many is legal in Florida? Zero.
I mean, if you get stopped and you have a certain amount, you might just get a fine if the cop is nice.
Damn, that's crazy.
Well.
What?
It is a red state, so.
I guess so.
Yeah. What's your favorite vegetable?
My favorite vegetable? That's so hard. I love so many. I love asparagus. I'll always eat asparagus.
You do make good asparagus. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had my best.
My asparagus. Mom makes good asparagus.
Yeah, it's really good asparagus.
But also, I love kale. I used to not like kale, but now I'm big on the kale. Kale salad. Kale salad with lemon juice. Mm.
I have a difficult relationship with kale.
Mm. Why?
Because it's on paper, like, it's like so good. And like sometimes it is so good. But then it's like, yeah, this kind of like doesn't taste good.
Yeah, it's like it needs to be prepared right. Like some kale salads suck. And then some, if they're like, if the kale is really good kale and it's massaged and there's no big chunky stems, then it's good.
But the thing is, if I want a salad or something with vegetables, like I feel like it needs to be simple.
Yeah, but
like a Caesar salad, that always works.
But think about the grilled romaine salad we had. That was good.
And now that's just fancy. That's just, like, extremely fancy.
Yeah, but, like, not... Yeah, I think... Hey, I've made a casual kale salad before. It requires a little extra work to really massage that kale.
Well, what if you don't have that extra time?
Well, then don't choose kale. Sorry. It takes extra time to chew that kale. It takes me a long time to eat a kale salad. And then there's still kale in my teeth.
Yeah. But my favorite vegetable. I'm not a huge vegetable person.
I know.
But I do have to say it's broccoli.
I thought you were going to say that. I love broccoli.
Yeah, like, I never got the hate.
No, I've been eating broccoli all my life. I love it.
Like, in movies, it's like, oh, kids don't like broccoli.
Yeah, but honestly, almost every kid I know loves broccoli.
I've never met a single person that dislikes broccoli.
Like, broccoli, yeah. I mean... I'm not big on... I hate raw broccoli. Gross.
Raw broccoli? Why would you...
I don't know.
Yeah. Why would you eat it raw?
Have you never been to a place that has the, like...
That's, like, really
vegetable
rough?
Trays? That's... Like, it has the vegetable trays with the ranch dressing?
Oh, I don't even look at that.
It's very white.
I have probably never been
but,
in a place
like
that.
Yeah, it's gross, and it kind of tastes like fart.
I mean, broccoli has a farty taste.
It has a farty smell,
It makes
too.
You fart.
Yeah.
So... I mean, it makes sense that it makes you fart. Yeah. It smells like farts.
Yeah.
You know what else smells like farts?
What?
McDonald's French fries.
I don't actually... We're on the vegetable topic.
No, I'm just
this
talking about farts.
This is my area. That's your area.
Like, you've never had a McDonald's French fry.
I mean, of course I have.
Smell like farts.
I guess. I don't know. I don't eat them enough. Like, usually I'm pretty hungry. I don't notice the farty smell. They're more
I mean,
like
I notice it. I just
smell,
don't.
I like
choose to avoid it.
Hmm. Oh, you know a vegetable I also love? Fennel. Oh.
You're a fennel girl.
I love fennel so much.
I don't see what's so crazy about it.
It's just amazing. It's sweet, but also fresh. And it's delicious roasted, and it absorbs juices so well. But it's also great raw. It's like a little, like... sprig of licorice, juicy, watery goodness. It's also so good for you.
What do we have at Alden and Harlow that had fennel?
Oh, we had
I think
this
it was my
fennel
meal, right?
Salad. No, it was mine. You just liked it.
Did we share it?
No, it was mine. It was like this fennel, like, string salad with, like, smoked... It was, like, smoked...
Yeah, I remember being pretty... Yeah, it was smoked.
It was interesting. I had some really good fennel. Over the break with some, like, oh, it was like caramelized-y white wine caper sauce with some turkey.
I had some really good broccoli rabe.
Oh, yeah. And broccolini.
Broccoli rabe. I barely know the difference.
It's okay. Wow, we're getting on a vegetable tangent. We have to finish our set.
Yeah.
Okay. Next, we have perfume.
By the dare.
that I found while shopping online. Ooh. It's something unassuming sitting in my sock drawer. Sure. It's something that can make a bad out of a heart. When I walk in the room, everybody agrees. Something's added to the air, but you can't really see. Something so, so sexy, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my perfume. It's $5.99. I spray it in my mouth and the taste is divine. It's erotic. It's from Paris too. White thorn on the thorn. Secundum Beamaru. When I go for a kiss, everybody agrees. Something's added to the mood, but you can't really see. Something so seductive, but you can't really tell. All the boys and the girls ask me, what is that smell? That's my from my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell, cause the fire makes you sweat. Other people can tell. When I put it on myself, everybody agrees. A certain generation choir starts coming for me. It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try. That's why.
Thank you. the sky will hear.
You just listened to a lot of songs. I know we listened to Rocket USA by Suicide, a song that I love. That's in The Apprentice, in a really good scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. When he's like in the red room in the party, it all starts to go crazy. He walks into the room and then he sees
really
some stuff.
Remember.
Well. Then we also played Perfume by The Bear. And the only reason I like this song is this is for Ronan that's listening. Because I don't realize that it's The Bear. I think it's James Murphy from LCD Sound System. And it makes me happy to think that he's making music. But then I realize that it's just The Bear.
So you just like imagine that.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's like a, such a
sure.
It's copy.
Like, but it's like, you so then you that means you do like. The music.
I do like The Bear, but like I think about it and I don't really like The Bear. And then what else we played?
And then we played RAL 2222.
Yeah, that's just like a Dean Blunt variant.
According to Ronan.
I'm quoting Ronan. Yeah.
Yeah. And
what else are we going to play?
Well, we have 2 more minutes left, and this is 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford.
Yeah.
But we can play some music to fade out with.
And what will that be?
That'll be, let's see. I think that should be our fade out music. Should be, Come On, Let's Go, because we're going to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
You won't find it by yourself.